Basic supply chain. An organization's supply chain can have many forms. It can be a simple chain or a complex network or a structure that is somewhere between these two extremes. No matter whether it is a product or service chain or what types of entities are involved, companies require their supply chains to guarantee a steady flow of supply at an acceptable cost. They can improve operating efficiency by employing the right supply chain structure. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a supply chain is the network of suppliers that deliver products from raw materials to end customers through either an engineered or transactional flow of information, goods, and money. A supply chain, in this view, comprises a network of both entities and processes, the engineered flow. The massive chains that interest us in this course, the ones that run through corporations such as Walmart, Nestle, Boeing, Airbus, or Caterpillar, are decidedly global in scope. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines supply chain management as the design, planning, execution, control, and monitoring of supply chain activities with the objective of creating net value, building a competitive infrastructure, leveraging worldwide logistics, synchronizing supply with demand, and measuring performance globally. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, an echelon is a level of supply chain nodes. For example, a supply chain with two independent factory warehouses and nine wholesale warehouses delivering product to 350 retail stores is a supply chain with three echelons between the factory and the end customer. One echelon consists of the two independent factory warehouses, one echelon consists of the nine wholesale warehouses, and one echelon consists of the 350 retail stores. Each echelon adds operating expense, holds inventory, adds to the cycle time, and expects to make a profit. Exhibit 1-1 shows that goods and services flow between various intermediaries or echelons in a logistics network. Exhibit 1-1, flows of information, cash, strategic requirements, and materials/services. The flows include information flows in each direction, cash flows that go upstream away from the customer, goods and services flows that go downstream toward the customer, direct flows downstream to customers from any given echelon, and reverse flows that go upstream and refunds that go downstream. Each supply chain or logistics network will include just the echelons that are likely to add value for the selected business model, omitting the rest. Note that there can also be flows between participants in the same echelon, such as a distribution center sending another distribution center inventory. Entities and flows. The entities that perform the processes can be business or governmental organizations or individuals. They can also be departments or functional areas or individuals within a larger organization. There are internal as well as external supply chains. For the most part, the model applies to corporations. Most work on supply chains involves a manufacturing company in the middle, although service companies also have supply chains, with a supplier of materials or components on the upstream side and a customer on the downstream side. Technically, a supply chain needs only those three entities to exist. Global supply chains have many more. The chain in Exhibit 1-1 is made up of these organizations: a supplier, a provider of goods or services, or a seller with whom the buyer does business, as opposed to a vendor, which is a generic term referring to all sellers in the marketplace. The supplier provides materials, energy, services, or components for use in producing a product or service. These could include items as diverse as fabric, aircraft turbines, electrical power, or transportation services. A consolidation warehouse that helps provide transportation efficiencies for suppliers and producers. A producer that receives services, materials, supplies, energy, and components to use in creating finished products, such as dress shirts, airplanes, electrical service, or delivered products. One or more intermediate customers, which can include distribution centers, wholesalers, and or retailers. These parties receive shipments of finished products to deliver to their customers. A customer who wears the shirts, leases the planes, turns on the lights, or receives the products. These basic flows connect the supply chain entities together. The flow of information back and forth along the supply chain, also back and forth within the entities and between the chain and external entities, such as governments, markets, and competitors. The flow of strategic requirements come from the customer and flow upstream. The needs of suppliers or manufacturing are a traditional, but misleading, starting point for supply chain strategy simply because customers have options. When customer segments have very different service requirements, a single supply chain will be unlikely to keep all of them satisfied. It may be necessary to design more than one supply chain, such as one that is fast and responsive but costly and one that is slow but efficient and inexpensive. The primary product flow, including physical materials and services from suppliers through the intermediate entities that transform them into consumable items for distribution to the final customer. The primary flow of cash from the customer back upstream toward the raw material supplier. The reverse flow of products returned for refund, replacement, repairs, recycling, remanufacturing, resale, or disposal. This is called the reverse supply chain, and it is handled by reverse logistics, which involves different arrangements than the forward logistics that carried materials and products in the other direction. The reverse chain, like the forward chain, comprises information flows and cash or credits. Reverse flows can also refer to the flow and disposition of manufacturing or service waste. The supply chain concept seems fairly solid when you consider the chain as linked organizations, supplier, producer, and customer connected by product, information, and payment flows. But the supply chain is more accurately viewed as a set of linked processes that take place in the extraction of materials for transformation into products, or perhaps services, for distribution to customers. Those processes are carried out by the various functional areas within the organizations that constitute the supply chain. When considered as a set of processes rather than a succession of companies, the supply chain becomes just a little more difficult to conceptualize. Funds flows. The flow of money in a supply chain goes upstream from customer to producer and from producer to supplier as intermediate or final products or services are paid for. This funds flow is not linear since some upstream payments may occur long before the final good or service is even purchased. While the flow of funds is mandatory for a supply chain to exist, it is often an uncoordinated and suboptimized flow. Many mid-size and even some large corporations still work with paper invoices and checks. However, this practice appears to be declining given that many international transactions require the buyer to pay up front with a credit card, wire transfer, or letter of credit. Why is it critical to improve the flow of funds within a supply chain? There are several advantages to better flows. The improved turnover of funds improves customer-supplier relationships through lower perceptions of risk, greater reliability, and better communications, which, in turn, tend to further improve the flow of funds. More prompt and consistent payments also tend to improve relationships, yielding a win-win situation throughout the supply chain. Improved cash flows tend to reduce imbalances between the larger and smaller players in the supply chain. Consistent rules for integrated cash flows across the supply chain help avoid the situation in which sizable retailers request more liberal payables terms from manufacturers and large manufacturers do the same with their smaller suppliers. The cash-to-cash cycle time, also called the cash convergence cycle, is a key metric for measuring the efficiency of the flow of funds. It basically measures how long it takes for an investment of cash into operations to be returned in the form of cash receipts from sales to customers. Supply chain innovations have reduced cycle times in many ways, as is addressed throughout this course. For example, cross-docking keeps inventory moving instead of putting it in storage. Value and balance. Here are some other highlights of supply chain management. Supply chain management is about creating net value. Early efforts at managing supply chains often focused only on cost reduction, on making the chain leaner. Unfortunately, these efforts sometimes reduced the ability to create value more than they reduced costs for a net negative effect. As we'll see, there's more to creating value than simply squeezing costs out of the supply chain. There should be value-creating activities in the supply chain that transcend the activities of particular entities in the chain. Supply chains are generally organized by one strong company. A channel master or nucleus firm, such as a manufacturer, a designer, and patent owner, or a powerful retailer, which often manages the overarching value-creating activities. Nevertheless, the chain has to produce value for each stakeholder in addition to generating value for consumers or investors. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a stakeholder in part as any individual or group that has an interest that is affected or could be affected by the organization's activities. Managing supply chains requires balancing competing interests. Given the complicated nature of group dynamics, this can be a challenging task, especially in global supply chains. Consider the rivalries that arise among the American states, the nations, and the European Union and the diverse cultures around the globe. Many variations. There are many variations on the basic supply chain model presented so far. Here are some basic points to keep in mind. The supply chain involves, directly or indirectly, everyone and everything required to extract or harvest materials, transform them into a product, and sell the product to a user. Supply chains include various entities such as raw material extractors, service and component suppliers, a material product manufacturer or a producer of services, distributors, and end customers. Supply chain structures vary based on demand history, business focus, and needs for connectivity, technology, and equipment. Supply chains can be viewed in terms of processes, such as the gathering and processing of marketing data, distribution and payment of invoices, processing and shipping of materials, scheduling, fulfillment of orders, and so forth. Such functions cut across entities. Supply chains include various flows as well as various entities. Materials and services flow from suppliers toward customers. Payment flows from customers toward suppliers. Information flows both ways. Materials and funds also run in reverse. Supply chain expertise is so important in today's business world that Gartner conducts an annual survey to identify the top 25 supply chain leaders. Check the online resource center for a link to these survey results and to see which companies are top-ranked for their supply chain management expertise.